Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Hello, everybody. Hey, praise the Lord. God has been so good. I know there's a lot of word going to be preached tonight, so I got one of my favorite preachers on, Apostle Newsom. Are you there? Hello? 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 Can you hear me? God has been so good to us today until all I can say is praise his holy name. There's no God like our God. When things go that God sees for you to go, and nothing all you can do, just say hallelujah. God has been so merciful from the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun. You know, and I would just say this morning when I woke up and saw all of the confusion that's been going on with our government, we need to pray, because if we don't start praying for the government, we're going to be in big-time trouble. And the time belongs to us now. We'll start praying and believing God and watching God do some things. And then I just want to say hallelujah. Apostle Newsom, are you on? Hello? And tonight's the night that I just know. Amen. Amen. Ooh, glory to God. See, God is so good. And you know, I've been in a new quadra, as I say. I've been before God in much prayer. But thank you, what God has blessed me with. And last night, I got a relief from God. I want to share with you later on. But right now, I know that I have a brother that's committed to come on, who's going to be preaching. And I know faith is impossible. It's not impossible. It's possible to those who believe. To those who can believe. Can we believe? Yeah, we can believe. I can believe. I can believe if you're there. Amen. And you know one thing that I take notice, when we talk about the book of faith, you know, it's information. And one of the things I like about information bleeds you. It brings fire. See, your faith can bring fire. See, and one of the things that I would say to all of us that can, hello? Hey man, I'm waiting. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to. No, I don't hear you. Well, let's see what's going on. Something's wrong. Let me call you back. Michael Chris, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Go ahead. It's you. You're on there now.
All right. How you doing, Apostle?
I'm blessing you. I'm blessing the Lord.
Doing good. God is good.
Amen. Well, you just go right ahead on and give what God got to give for us. I'll be sitting back listening. I got you.
All right. Well, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank God for another day. I like to talk of, well, I'm coming out of Proverbs 18 and 21. Proverbs 18:21. The scripture says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Death and life are in the power. That word power in Hebrew is yod. Yod. And that's the Hebrew word for power. And it means direction. So our lives will go in the direction of our tongue. That Hebrew word yod for power. Life and death are in the power. It means yod in Hebrew. The Hebrew word is yod. Life and death are in the direction of our tongue. Isn't that something else? Life and death are in the power, in the yod, in the direction of our tongue. The Hebrew word for tongue is lashon. Lashon. Life and death are in the direction of the lashon. And that word lashon is tongue in Hebrew, and it means speech. It means language. It means speech. It means language. So the message God has given me for you today, for everyone who's listening, the message Yud Hey Vav Hey has given me for you is use your tongue. Use your lashon. Life, death, and life, and that death means, you know, literal death, the death of the body, or destruction, calamity. But it also means literal death. You can cause death in your body, literally, by what comes off your tongue. So, or you can have cause life, abundance, good things to take place according to what comes off of your lashon, your tongue. The word tongue in Hebrew is lashon, and it means speech, it means language. So let's look at that scripture. Death and life are in the yod, or the direction. The yod is power in Hebrew, and it means direction. Life and death are in the direction, the yod, of the lashon, of your speech, of your language. Life and death are in the direction of your language. You can read it like that. Or life and death are in the direction of your speech. Isn't that awesome? That's why I love the Hebrew language. I mean, it really paints a picture for you. It really breaks it down and gets to the nitty-gritty of what God, what Yahweh is talking about. So the message is use your tongue. This message is to encourage you to use your tongue. You can change your world by changing the words that come off of your tongue. We have the power given to us by God. We have the power to speak what we want to happen in our life. The direction of our life will go in the direction of our tongue, our lashon, our speech, our language. Life and death are in the yod, the Hebrew word for power, in the yod, in the direction of our speech, of our language, of our lashon, of our tongue. So this message is to encourage us to use our tongue to create, to cause, to happen great things in our life. Use your tongue. Life and death are in the power of the tongue, and they that rule it shall eat the fruits thereof. You have to rule your tongue, and you have to rule it. Don't let it say negative things. Don't let your tongue say things that will cause death and destruction in your life. Use your tongue to cause great things, good things to happen in your life. You know, we're created in the image of God. The Bible tells us that we have been created in the image of God. And Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1 lets us know that we need to act just like God. God spoke his worlds into existence. We need to speak our worlds, what we want to happen in our world, into existence. Look at Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 1. Use your tongue. Simple message, but powerful. And we got to believe it. We got to believe that we have power in our tongue. We got to believe it. anything in the Word of God. We got to believe it. It's true. So we got to believe it. We want the power of God in our life. We got to believe God's Word. Look at Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1. The scripture tells us, be ye therefore imitators of God as dear children. We need to imitate God. Everything that God created, he created it by what he said. Everything that God, Yahweh, everything that Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh created, he created it by what he said. You see, the miracle is in your mouth. The miracle is on your in your lashon, in your speech, in your language. We have the power. We have the power in our tongue to create what we want to happen. So we need to use our tongue to create good things. We need to use our tongue to speak and change even, number one, dark times. We have the power to change dark times. Look at Genesis chapter 1. This message is to encourage you to use your tongue. To use your tongue. Use your lashon. Can you say that? Lashon. Lashon is the Hebrew word for tongue. Use your lashon because the direction of your life will go in the direction of your lashon, the direction of your tongue. Death and life are in the yod, which means that's the Hebrew word for power, and it means direction. Death and life are in the direction of your tongue, your lashon. So in other words, your tongue your tongue takes you in the direction that whatever's coming off your tongue is going to take you in that direction. Whatever's coming out your mouth is going to take you in that direction. Your speech, your language, your lashon is going to take you in that direction. You know, we were saved that way. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 says that if we what? Confess Yeshua as Lord with our what? With our mouth, with our tongue, and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we shall be what? Saved. We used our tongue, we used what came off of our tongue to get saved. We confessed Yeshua as Lord. And we see, confess with what? Our mouth, with our tongue. We confess that we're confessed, our profession. It means to speak in agreement with the Word of God, to say the same thing. The Bible says that Yeshua is Lord, then we need to say that Yeshua is Lord. And when we do that and we actually believe it in our heart, we shall be saved. We'll have eternal life with God and forgiveness of all our sins. See, we got saved by what, and also have the great abundant quality of life, because that's also in that word salvation. And you see, that's how we got saved. That's how we're going to live the good life. That's how we're going to experience the abundant life, by how we use our tongue. Use your tongue. That's the word. Number one, we can speak to change dark times. Look at Genesis chapter 1. We can speak, we can actually speak, say words off our tongue that will change dark times. That's how God created us. We are speaking spirits. We are a spirit, we have a soul, and we live in a body. We are who we really are. We are invisible spirits. You are an invisible spirit. I am an invisible spirit. And we are speaking spirits, and we have power to speak and change dark times. Genesis chapter 1, verses 2 and 3 says, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void. And look, darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And look what God did. He said, and God what? Said. He spoke. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. He changed that dark time. And we are created in the image of God. And we can change dark times in our life by what we say. Is there a dark time? Are you going through a dark time? Are you going through a dark time? Are you having challenges with your health? Well, don't speak the problem. Speak light. Speak light to change that dark time. Use, I got a good scripture that you can speak. You can speak Isaiah 53, verse 5. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. That he was made sick for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. You see, if you're having challenges with your body, you can speak and change that dark time by what comes out off of your tongue. Say the word of God. Say that I'm healed. Say that with Yeshua's stripes I am healed. You can change that dark time. Just a few minutes ago, I wasn't feeling too good. And I went and took me a walk and worked out and jogged a little around the block. But I said, Isaiah 53, verse 5. I began to speak it. By the time I got home for a few minutes and then got ready for the radio program, after I spoke that word, now I feel great. I feel great. What did I do? I spoke to change that dark time. I wasn't feeling good, but now I feel great. I tell you, I feel wonderful. Why? Because I spoke to change the dark time. I remember one time when I was lost, going to hell, quick, fast, and in a hurry. But then I called upon the name of the Lord. I confessed Yeshua as Lord with my tongue, with my mouth, and believed in my heart that God raised him from the dead, and I got saved, and I've been saved ever since. Things were going great in my life. What happened? I was lost. That's a dark time. I changed that dark time by what I confessed off of my tongue. Use your tongue. We have the power to speak and change dark times with our tongue. We need to speak the solution. If you're having a problem, don't go around talking about the problem. Speak to change the problem. Speak the solution. Look at Joshua in chapter 10. I'm going to show you how Joshua, he spoke the solution. He had a problem, but he spoke to change that problem. Look at Joshua chapter 10. Joshua chapter 10, and look at verses 12 through 14. Let me catch you up to speed of what's going on here. They were at war. Joshua was at war. At war with the enemy. Joshua wanted more time to defeat the enemy. He wanted to wipe them out completely. But it was about to turn dark. He didn't speak the problem. You're going to see right here in the scripture. He spoke to the sun. Told the sun to stand still with his tongue. And don't you know that God caused the sun to stand still so that he could have more sunlight to defeat the enemy? And that's exactly what he did. How does that happen? Joshua spoke the solution. He saw that he needed more. It was about to turn dark. That was the problem. But what did he do? He spoke the solution.
Amen.
And God caused the sun to stand still by what came off of Joshua's tongue. Now look at Joshua chapter 10, verses 12 through 14. Then spake. There it is. Then what? Then spake. He used this lashon. He used his tongue. Tongue in Hebrew is lashon. It means speech. It means language. Lashon. That's tongue in Hebrew. What does it mean? It means speech. It means language. Then spake Joshua to the Lord in the day when the Lord delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel. And he said in the sight of Israel, he what? He said, he's using his tongue, Joshua's using his tongue, "Sun, stand still upon Gibeon, and thy moon in the valley of Ajalon." And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. Is not this written in the book of Joshua? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven and hasted not to go down about a whole day. And there was no day like that before it or after it, that the Lord hearken unto what? The voice of man. For the Lord fought for Israel. You see, Joshua had a problem. It was about to turn dark. He wanted more daylight so he could defeat the enemy. What did he do? He spoke the solution with his lashon. He spoke the solution with his tongue. He spoke the language. He spoke with his tongue and said, "Son, stand still." He spoke the solution. And that's what we got to do. Number one, we got to speak to change dark times. Number two, speak the solution. Don't speak the problem. Once you know what the problem is, speak the solution. If you're having pain in your body, if you're having symptoms in your body, sickness symptoms in your body, because that's all they are, just symptoms, because you need to begin to say that with Yeshua's stripes, I am healed. You just spoke the solution. Speak the solution. Number three, we need to speak to create. Speak to create. Create the things that you want in your life. How? By speaking. By speaking. God created in the heavens and the earth by what? What he said. Look at Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God what? Created the heavens and the earth.
Yeah.
How did he do that? By speaking. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness covered the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God, what? Said. He created the light by what he said. So we need to create by what we say. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10, verse 10, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." You got saved by what you said. That's how you got saved. Isaiah chapter 57, verse 19. We can create by what we say off of our tongues. Look at Isaiah 57. Isaiah 57. I mean, we got to believe this, children of God. We got to believe it. We got to believe God's word in our hearts. And we got to begin to act accordingly. God said that we have power in our tongue. We need to believe that. And we need to act like, hey, what I say is going to happen. Death and life are in the yod, which is power, which means direction of the lashon, direction of the tongue. Whatever your tongue says is going to take you in that direction. Whatever comes out of your tongue, that's the direction you're going in. If you're always sitting around talking like, saying I'm sicker than a dog, oh, I feel like I'm about to die, you're going in that direction. You need to change the direction that you're going in by what's coming off of your tongue. You need to say things like, hey, oh, with your stripes, I am healed. I am strong.
Yes.
See? You got to speak what you want. Speak the direction you want to go in. You got to speak it.
Yes.
Use your tongue. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Look at Isaiah 57, verse 19. Isaiah 57, verse 19. Listen to what it says. Now, this is Yahweh speaking. This is Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh speaking. He says, I would create the fruit of the lips. God says, I create what you say. He creates the fruit of the lips. Remember over in Mark chapter 11, verse 23, Yeshua said, you shall have what? Whatsoever you say it.
Yes.
God creates the fruit of the lips. Isn't that what that scripture says? Isaiah 57, verse 19. Isn't that what it says? He says, I what? I create the fruit of the lips.
Yes.
So we need to speak to create. If things are out of order in your life, you got to speak to put things in order. Why do you think these Fortune 500 companies have board meetings? They have board meetings to set things in order.
Yeah.
Why do you think churches, why do you think pastors have meetings with their church leaders? They have these meetings, why? So they can put things in order.
In order.
Look in Genesis chapter 1, the Bible says that the earth was out form and void, and darkness covered the face of the earth. What happened then? Well, when Satan got thrown, Lucifer got thrown out of heaven, he hit this earth and became Satan, and he made it chaos. I mean, things were put out of order when Satan hit this earth atmosphere. When mm-hmm. Satan hit this earth, got thrown out of heaven, it became chaotic. It became a mess. God looked at the mess, and he put the mess what? In all the way he created it from the beginning by what he said. Good God Almighty, I'm about to run around this house. Mm-hmm. You see, we have been created in the image of God. I don't care how people think. I don't care what they say. I know what the Bible says. The Bible says that we have been created in the image of God. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1, that we need to act like God's children.
Yes.
We need to act like him. We need to imitate him. I don't care what nobody say. I don't care. I don't care about your looks. I believe God's word, and that's what you got to do. You got to believe, amen, I got power on my tongue. I can take my life in a good direction by what I say. I can put things in order by what I say. You got to believe that because we have been created in the likeness, in the image of God. Death
amen.
And life are in the power of the tongue. Now look at Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. This is my last scripture. I just want to back it up. Hebrews 11, verse 3. Death and life are in the power of the lashon. What is lashon? Lashon is tongue in Hebrew. And it means speech. It means speech. It means language. Everyone that's listening, say lashon.
Lashon.
Lashon. That's the lashon. Hebrew word for tongue. And it means speech. It means language. Our speech, our language would take us in the direction of death or life.
Amen.
Now look at Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3 says, through faith we understand that the what? Worlds were what? Framed by the word of God. Now that word frame right there, it means to put things in its appropriate position. It means to adjust. So you see, God put the worlds into their appropriate position by what he what? Said.
He said.
By what he said. Why? Because everything was out of whack when Satan got thrown out of heaven. It put things in and made things chaotic and put things out of order. But God put everything back in order by what that he had created by what he what? Said. The world was framed by what God, what, said. So how did he put things back in order? He spoke things back in order. Right. So if things are out of order in your family, if things are out of order in your business, you got to begin to speak them back into order.
Amen.
Just speak the word. Use your tongue. And that's the message. Use your tongue to change dark times. God said, let there be light, and there was light. You need to say, let there be light in your situation, and there'll be light. You can change your dark time. You need to speak the solution. If you have an aches and pains in your body, don't speak the problem. Speak that with his stripes, you are healed. Speak the solution. You need to speak to create. Speak to create. If things are out of order, you need to speak to put things back in order. How? With your lashon, with your tongue. And that's the message God gave me to give tonight, Apostle.
Amen, Apostle. That was a powerful message. And I've been flipping the scripture and writing them down as far as you were. Now, you say that the tongue is the song. Hello?
Hello? The tongue in Hebrew is lashon. Lashon.
Shon. Lashon. That's the word
tongue in Hebrew. Lashon, and it means speech, It means language. So our lives will go in the direction of the language we're speaking.
Amen. Well, you know, I'm hearing what you're teaching about the God spoke things into existence. He said to us, we have the ability to create. One of the issues that a lot of people don't do, they don't want to speak. You got to speak the word, not your word, but you got to speak God's word. And when you speak God's word, power is behind it.
Yes, sir.
Power, the power of Almighty God. And
yes,
when you
sir.
Speak it, when you take that power, you take Didymus power, make things explode because God has given you. And what God has given us, it belongs to us. Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And yes, sir. And that's why when we see something in the Bible, like one of my favorite scriptures is Isaiah 53:5. That's one of my favorite scriptures. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes,
We are healed.
Now, we need to hold fast to that. That's why the scripture says, let us hold fast to what? Profession of our faith without wavering. For he who promised is faithful. That word profession or confession, it means to say the same thing. Whatever
Amen.
God says, we need to say it. We need to find the promises of God in the Bible and say the same thing. We'll have whatsoever we say it. Mark 11:23. We need to say the same thing. And you need to hold fast. Don't let the symptoms cause you to start saying that you're sick, child of God. Don't go for that. And don't worry. Don't let other people talk you out of speaking against the word of God. You got to believe what the word of God says. When you're having symptoms in your body, that's all they are. It's symptoms. It don't mean that you're sick.
Well, I can say
the Bible says that every child of God is healed. He says that with his stripes we are healed. That's what we need to be saying. Don't let symptoms cause you to start saying that you're sick. We need to hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. For he who promised is faithful. We need to say what God says. We need to say what Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh says.
Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh says. That's it. Well, I thank God because we're going to get something better next year because God has given me something. But all I can say this far that I will speak, I have been before God for the last, I'll say like a number of days in much prayer, in sincere prayer on some issues, some things that we as believers need to know. I got a certain time I enter in prayer and a certain time I come out of prayer. But I say this to you, when I went in the press Monday, last night, Sunday when I went in prayer, when I woke up, Lord have mercy, I heard after it was a fight between me and the devil. It was a fight, but I stood the ground. But I heard God's words uttered to me, "You are now set free." I said, "What?" He said, the thing that Satan tried to put on you, you are free from it. See, Satan comes in and tries to charge Apostle, you and I, and Pastor. The enemy comes and tries to charge us with a bunch of foolishness.
He does.
But I stayed the course.
Yes, sir. That's what we got to do.
And I just say this because it's much that I got to say, but... Pastor, you on the line with me?
Yeah, I am. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing okay. Well, I tell you, it's been some good teaching. So I know you got something you want to throw at us too. So let it out.
That was a good word I was listening to.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Man, amen. Yeah, listen. If I can just take a minute, I've been dealing with the typhoon over in the Philippines. I got partners over there in the Philippines. I've been working with and praise God that there wasn't as much damage as it was a year ago when I was in the Philippines. where almost 8,000 people lost their lives and over 400,000 homes and businesses were destroyed. But there's another typhoon coming this weekend. The one hit last weekend. Another one is coming this weekend, just as big and if not bigger. And it's the speeding winds of 185 miles an hour.
Uh-huh.
And I just ask that we keep people in Haiti, or excuse me, not Haiti, but in the Philippines in prayer. And then if you so want to help in any way, that you want to go to my ministry, yeah, I'm going to just go ahead. I don't very seldom do this, but just go ahead and go to BYIM.us. And if you want to help and donate, that's fine. And all the proceeds are going to go to the Philippines to help restore. Like I said, there's another storm coming in just as big, if not bigger, than the one that hit last week. And then also, we're looking at a volcano in over there in Mindanao that they're watching, that it doesn't erupt. Well, that's all coming all in the same time in the same area. So,
amen.
You know, you just got to keep people in your prayers and that for their safety. And then also, I spoke to you and told you about the Humble Arena that I'm doing. That's in March, and that's coming up, and I need help with that in a big way. I need the different bands and that. Because God, I was sitting there asking God about this particular deal, and I said, God, how am I going to do this? And he said to me, actually, he said, the healing of the nations. I thought about that because it's an international deal that's coming in over there on March, and it's going to bring it all in together. And if I can get some different ministries and bands from different nationalities to come in and be able to minister to the world and just through the gospel that we're all the same. I don't care if you're from Africa. I don't care if you're from Wisconsin. It doesn't matter if you're from Southeast Asia. It doesn't matter if you're from Pakistan. It doesn't matter if you're from Canada, South America, or wherever you're from. If you're in Christ, we're all the same. There's not one of us that's any different than the other. Maybe only about the color of our skin, but God doesn't look at that. He looks at our spirit. He looks at our soul. And if we can heal the nations, if we can bring those people together and begin to see and recognize and take that back home and spread that word, what a ministry we could have on March 14th. And like I said, I could use some help on that prayer. And also, like I said, if you know any bands or any musicians or any artists that would like to get involved with that, that'd be nice if they can contact me. And I would appreciate it, you know, for anything I can get from that. But let's go into the word here. You know, we were speaking earlier, Apostle was just speaking about having wisdom. And God, tonight when I sit there and I was wondering what I'm going to preach about and talk about, and God took me to Proverbs 4:3. And it says, "For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also and said unto me, let thy heart retain my words, keep my commandment, and live."
Amen.
Get wisdom, get understanding, and forget it not. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. Those words right there alone is the word that's going to save your life. And I'm not talking about your natural life because it's going to perish. I am talking about your spiritual life that's going to prosper. It is in your spiritual life that each and every one of us that are in Christ that God has given. The word that he has given us to live by, he has given us the words of his commandment, and how to live, how to live a righteous life and a godly life, but it also will carry us into the future. The future would be eternal life with Christ. Can't do that if we're constantly bickering and we're constantly pulling ourselves away, listening to the world and watching how Satan is uniting the world. He has literally been doing it for years, and especially in the United States. He's been dividing this nation. He's been putting labels on everything. You know, there's times you go and you talk to somebody and they say, "Well, I'm a Baptist. I'm a Methodist. I'm a Presbyterian. I'm a Native American. I'm a Black American. I'm an Italian American." Satan has put labels on us, and we're constantly dividing, because when we become one denomination over another denomination, you know, God doesn't look at denominations. He looks at your heart. He looks at your spirit. He looks at at what you're doing and who you are and who you can be. Moses, when Moses gave Aaron to go on, you know, let me step this back here. I'm sorry. Let me go back here just a second. You know, God changed Abraham's name from Abram to Abraham.
That's right.
God changed Jacob's name to Israel. Right?
Yes.
When you become that of Christ, He changed your name. He had changed your position. He had changed your life. He has changed everything about you, and you cannot inherit it as long as you're going to wear a label. You have to sit there, and in order to be redeemed, to be into the covenant of Christ, and to understand that Christ is getting into His Word and knowing His Word and subjecting yourself to the Spirit of the Holy Spirit, and allow Him to sit there and identify you. And you don't have to identify yourself. Allow the Holy Spirit to identify who you are, who you can be, and who you will be if you will allow Him to work in you, to lift you up, to raise you up, to give you the inheritance and everything that you need in order to survive on here on earth, and also to go into eternity. We can't do it by labeling ourselves as to who we are or who we think we are or who we should be. Allow the Holy Spirit to change our lives, to change our names, change our will, change us into being who God wants us to be.
Amen.
We can't do it on our own. We can't do it in the natural, and in living in the natural, and we have to be live in the natural, but we have to walk in the Spirit of God in order to achieve and to accomplish what we need to accomplish, what God has put on earth here for us to accomplish. You know, someone sat there and says, "What if you do all your work and when you leave, Miles, I think it was Miles Monroe. He says, "When you leave, what have you accomplished if there's no one to follow?" When Moses left, it was given to Aaron. When Elijah left, it was given on to Elijah. The mantle is passed on. The mantle is passed on. And if we can carry our mantles, the mantle that what Christ has given us, each and every one is to pass on. We can't do it by carrying labels. We can't do it by lifting ourselves up, only but through who Christ has ordained us to be and to become. That's the only way we can sit there and achieve and accomplish what God wants us to do. look what it's doing to this nation. It's tearing this nation apart. Not just this nation, it's tearing the world apart. Satan has got a plan. His plan, he's already gathered. He's already focused. He's already pulling it in. He has started to pull in and pull away the church. We can see it being tearing the nations apart, Christian nations being torn apart. We can see it all over the world. We need to pray for each and every one that's in office. It doesn't matter if you're in Russia. It doesn't matter where you're at here in the United States. We need to pray for each and every one that's in office. God says, for those who are in Christ, who will humble themselves and know my name and call my name and know my name, he will restore. You know, sometimes I sit there and I go, oh, praise God, this is happening. And it sounds a little not demonic, but like I don't care, but I do. But the pendulum is swinging so far to the left, it has to sit and stop, and it has to start to retain and go back the other way. So what the devil is doing right now in the world and in this nation, going to bring correction. In fact, this is the year of correction. This is the year of correction. God is going to bring that correction because we've taken it so far one way, and people are realizing and they're seeing how bad it is and how bad it's getting. That most of us who have any kind of knowledge at all are seeing this, and they're watching it, and they're saying, oh my God, that has to change. And God is using that ugliness and all that darkness and all that confusion and everything else that's going on, that people are realizing this is wrong, and that pendulum is going to start to swing back the other way. Praise God, because this is the year of correction. And it takes us back right back to in the beginning, what I said in the beginning, and get wisdom, get understanding, and forget it not. Neither decline from the words of my mouth, and that's every word that was spoken in this Bible, to the knowledge and understanding of what you're reading, the understanding and the knowledge of what God has put in your life, in your heart, because when the Holy Spirit comes in, the Holy Spirit begins to awaken you. He begins to teach you. And that's the stuff that you need to understand. That's the stuff you need to hold on to. I don't care how bad the storm comes against you. I don't care how bad or how heavy and how thick the darkness it comes. You're still the light. And all you got to do, as the apostle said, is speak the word. Speak the word, and that light will shine, and that darkness has to go.
Amen.
Speak the word, and that correction will come. Because if you're standing firm in the word, you're standing firm on what it is and who you are, if you're standing firm and believing and trusting in what you read and understand in this Bible, the correction will come because it comes to each and one of us who are in Christ. If we stand together, unite together, then he will restore the land. He
Amen.
Will restore. And that brings me where I was at in the beginning, where I said this deal and humble, what I'm planning on doing in March. This is what we're hoping to do. And I got a lot of that, and not to say I'm stole it, but when we did the thing at the New Covenant with Doug Stringer and everything else, we were on the prayer team for Reinhard Bonnke. There was representatives from almost every nation. There was representatives from the Jewish community, from the Native American, from India, from Black Americans, White Americans. There were some people from India, from Pakistan. They were all Christians. There were people from all over the world that came upon this on that stage, each one representing a different part of a nation. And they said, we got to stop looking at ourselves as to who the world sees us, and begin to look at who God sees in us. And the only way to do that is to unite in one in Christ, all nations, bring healing into the nations. And we can't do it when we're putting labels on ourselves and saying we're Italian-American, we're Pakistan-Americans, we're, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't even have to be Americans. You could be wherever nation you're at, in any world, in any country. It is who you are in Christ.
Amen.
It is not who you are in the land and what you're standing, because that is the world. But if you allow Jesus to change your name,
amen,
to lift you up, that the world will recognize and see who you are, and you don't have to do anything but to be obedient to the Word of God, to hear the Word of God, to hear His voice in what you read, and stand firm in it, and do not decline from it, but stay in His Word and trust Him. And trust
Him. Amen.
So, you know, there's just, I've been just all week long, I've been working really on all these different things, and of course my own work, my own jobs and stuff like that, and I've hired some people, and you know, this actually, to tell you the truth, this is the first time I ever really had to fire somebody because of their lack of enthusiasm and their ethics of working. I mean, the guy worked 5 minutes and sat down for 20.
Oh wow.
You know, I'm not complaining, don't get me wrong. I felt bad that I even fired the guy because I was trying to help him. But if this is what the world is becoming, it needs to change. We need to get back to to what is right.
That's right.
You know, we can't. God says we need to work. He has prepared a way. He has given us everything.
Yeah.
He even prepared that man for a job to sit there and get away so he can make payments on his truck. But he didn't want to work for it.
Wow.
There's a lot of people out there in the world that are like that. And this is the stuff that's all got to change. And God is going to bring that correction because, like I said, this is the year of correction. It's what's it called, the Shemot? I believe that's what it is. It's the Jewish, where everything is, all debts, everything is canceled. God brings correction in the seventh year. And this is the year. The only problem is it doesn't start January 1st. It started in the calendar of the Jewish New Year. Now, I think that should be March or April, if I'm not mistaken. So God is bringing this full correction into it. So I think you're going to be looking at some things here in the future. And before April, you're going to see some big changes here in this country. I think you're going to see another rise of the Holy Spirit. You're going to see changes in this country and around the world, because you're going to start seeing that the darkness plaguing the countries around the world for the last 6-7 years, that you're going to start seeing changes. You're going to start seeing things changing for the better, because God is going to bring correction. And it's not just here in the United States. It's going to be around the world. That I do believe, brother. I believe that's going to happen. Because we're seeing it, we're seeing it in China. There's almost 1 million people a month that are coming to the Lord in China.
Amen.
They're in Asia is the fastest growing nation for Christianity, and also for capitalism. Even North Korea is looking at capitalism, because they see and they understand the value in free market.
Amen.
And so even though that this nation is under attack, it's under a vicious attack, but we are in Christ, we can change that. And it's not just, you know, praying is one thing, but once you pray, God has answered your prayer. It's time to get up and take
That's
action
right.
in that word of what you've asked God for.
Amen.
It's time to get up, stand up, and go forward in what you have asked God for, because He's already given it to you. He's prepared, and He's prepared that way for you. And all you have to do is get up and motivate yourself, take action upon your prayer. Those words that were spoken to you and the words that you've spoken that bring things into existence, it takes action.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, brother, that's about all I got for a message right now on that. It's like I said, we're in a year of correction, and all we got to do is take advantage of that right now, and what the devil has set up for the wicked, and what the devil has set up for bad, God is going to turn it for His glory. All we need to do is step out in faith and take action upon it, and God will return it to us.
Ooh, that's right. Amen. Amen. Oh, glory to God. I felt like running around the house just then.
Glory to God.
Amen. So, well, you know, that's having faith. Having faith is one thing, but without works, it's dead. You know, that means you need to take action. You need to step out in faith and believe that God has prepared that way for you. You better step
Amen.
Out, grab a hold of the reins, and just keep on going, and just keep
That's
believing.
Right.
You know,
Amen.
Like I said, we can't look at what the devil is doing, because what the devil is doing and what he's corrupting, God will use that for our good, for our benefit.
He sure will. Woo! Come on now. He'll turn it around.
He will turn it around. And you know, and everything that we're seeing with this occupied Wall Street and all this other stuff that's going on, that you know, and the people are throwing away their lives, they're throwing away everything because they're following a lie. That's our prosperity. All we got to do is go for it.
Yeah, go for it. Amen.
Go for it.
Amen.
That's the truth.
God
said
He put it
in our place. He put it in our hands. Now all we got to do is act upon what He put in our hands, and we can claim it.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen.
I believe it.
So, but anyhow, I'd like to right now, if we can, go into prayer and pray for the people over in the Philippines, and of course that storm's going to go across into Korea and probably hit part of Japan there. So if we can go into prayer and pray for these people for this weekend that's coming up here, and God will watch over them and keep your hand upon them. And like I said, they're still recovering even from last year. When I was there, I mean, I got there and they were still picking bodies up off the ground. If you've never been
wow.
in a, most of you've been in a disaster here with hurricanes and so on and so forth. But to see the destruction and devastation, a lot of them people, you know, they live in not all of them, but there's a majority that they still live in grass huts. They still live in tin shacks. When I was there, the rice fields were devastated. They were destroyed. The warehouses that were full of rice was all contaminated, and their fruit and all their banana trees and all their trees and everything else were laying flat on the ground for miles and miles and miles.
Wow.
I mean, you could literally look at like the side of the mountain where the winds are going across it, like it sucked the life right out of the ground because it was all brown.
It's brown.
So, you know, this is how devastating these storms are hitting the Philippines right now. So if we go into prayer right now and pray for the people of the Philippines.
Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord. Father, thank you for this day, Lord.
Thank you.
Father, I ask that for each and every one that is hearing this word right now, Lord, that in some way or another that they open their eyes and open their hearts and open their minds. But, Father, right now for the people over in the Philippines right now that's been going through these terrible storms, Lord, I ask that your hand of protection be upon them, Lord. Homes can be replaced, Lord, but lives, it's hard to replace a life, Lord. All things that work to your good, Lord, we understand that. We understand that these things have come upon the earth, Lord. You don't really want them, but allow it, Lord. But even through that, we find salvation. We find people find you. They find things, Lord, that they never would have thought of, Lord. We understand this, Lord. But we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing for the people around the world, Lord. We ask, Lord, right now, Lord, for your protecting hand upon the people of the Philippines. We just touch them right now. Comfort them, for the ones that have lost their faith, Lord. And comfort those, Lord, that are in fear right now for the every storm that's coming through, Lord. And we believe, Lord, right now, Lord, if anybody is hearing right now of my voice, Lord, that needs salvation and need a touch from you, Lord, we ask right now that they would ask you to come into their lives, Lord, that you would receive them, Lord, that you would bring your healing powers, Lord, your wisdom and your glory, Lord. Right now, if anybody right now, anywhere in the world, Lord, is listening right now, Lord, if you just ask you to come into their life, Lord, if you would send a teacher, Lord, you would send someone to give them revelation, Lord, and just hold them in your arms, Lord. And we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Well, you know what, brother?
One thing
I want to tell everybody, we got America. We got to get concerned about that. We got to start praying for America like never before.
Amen.
Because the devil has been on both sides of the track. And I always say this to people, the enemy wants to make for sure you blow our tires out. If we don't have any tires, there's nothing we can do. And all I want to do is tell everybody, the more you trust and believe in God, the more God will make it possible for us. We got races fighting. We got Congress fighting. This morning after I heard the report that went out, what happened when Bush was in office, it was dangerous, what Bush did. And how they went to different nations and what they did. It's a big stone ready. See, the devil says, I got them now. The pastor's afraid to talk about it. The five-fold ministers afraid to. Why? Because they don't want to see what's happening. God is trying to bring it to us believers. We are believers. It's time for us. And it's a revolution that's going on. And the more we can be in prayer and asking God, what shall we do? Because you already do it, you do it more. But you know what? I say that with love. There are people that we know right now, that we live and we know right now, that need salvation. They need it. Let me see, the congressmen need salvation. The presidents need salvation. The senators need salvation. The mayor.
And
they need salvation. They need to come to Jesus Christ. And see, what is happening, what God is putting on the hearts of those who can believe. He wants us to See, stop looking. I know where I am right now, because when I done talk to God, like I talk with him, and if I tell y'all another time, what God showed me, he's getting ready to do, I said, Lord Jesus. And all I can say is I to tell as many as I can. Some go here, some don't here. Some gonna do it because they got their own agenda. The agenda is God's agenda. And I put a sign out on Facebook that I sent out to everybody last night. And I was telling people about what God wants done for them, how God wants us to do. Wasn't so much about me, but I'm just saying, brother, we got some issues we need to get prayed up on. We need to come together, just pray. As I told some other minister friends I know, I said, you know what? God's going to hold us all double responded for what's happening. We haven't taken our time to say that down with the one side of the track or this side of the track. Nobody's taking the time to sit down and talk with him to see what can be done. Everybody wants to do it their way. Why can't we have a quiet meeting somewhere and say, look, this is what we need to do. Okay, for the next 3 months, let's be quiet about it. We meet every so often. This time we do this and we pray. And ask God. God will honor that. But everybody got their own agenda that they want to do. And I say this with much prayer. America's on her way down. She's on her way down because after what I heard this morning and saw it, after what they said of America done those for the last 8 or 10 years, I said, no, this is something else. And you see, it's not the Republican Party, not the Democrat Party, it's the devil fighting in the people. And I'll say it. If we can get those elected people to get a 4-year term, then that's it. Stop being up to 20, 30 years, mud in the water. The president came with twice. You know, so we got some options. And after listening to what I heard for the last 3 prime ministers, I heard some supernatural, I heard manifest, and I heard Kenneth out of Fort Worth. I listened to those men in the last days, and they are on time, in target. What God is doing, God is raising back up the Jewish people like never before, and they're seeing things swifting. Everything is swifting. When we went on out to try to make it one nation with Iraq, we tried to make it one man who was a vice president decided he wanted to become the God of all. Well, God put a stop to that. A lot of the prophets that are out there prophesying are prophesying lies. They're not telling the truth. Because I don't care if it's a black man, a red man, a yellow man, or whatever. As long as everything is taken care of. It's the law of the land. So the problem we have, beloveds, we need to pray more like never before. Amen. We got to pray honestly, brother. We got to start praying more. Because when they pointed out, when Perry pointed out, he said, the only nation we know that was appointed with a covenant was Israel. God said, Israel stand, and God said that no other nation shall come against it. And what's happening? Every nation. And they showed why they had a big wall there where the man was shooting all the rockets and things, they come over there. They had a thing that can shoot it. Every time they shoot over there, I said, why do people can't understand? Leave Israel alone. Yeshua HaMashiach is coming back. Leave him alone. We're Israelites. Leave us alone. I say this with love. I love you, brother, and I thank God for you. Now, we're on the international radio. We need to come to prayer. Bring it in order. And let God's will be done, not ours.
Amen.
I know there's a lot happening in the Philippines, but right here in Houston, Texas, there's more hell than you can think of. the backdrop. You got women being raped, women being beat up by men, men doing, it's pathetic. And I asked a couple of pastors, well, man, that's just not my, that's not my call. I won't say anything but old hypocrite. He's a hypocrite. Hypocrites.
Amen.
Amen.
It's all our calling. We can change them, change the people. That's why it keeps putting the word into them and setting them off.
Amen. But until we decide, see, I'm going to tell you something. The homosexual will give you, they want one thing from you. They want a right that I'm not going to give them, you're not going to give them. They will give you every nickel you want, but I don't want that money. I don't even want the world's money. I want God's money. Why do I want God's money? Because it's a different kingdom altogether. See, the devil's kingdom is set up with darkness. And that's why we have to stand up right now and fight more. And I shared it with you what the Lord, when I was in that prayer, for the last 4 hours, I was praying so with intense. I couldn't understand, but God had me in intense prayer. He brought me before him and showed me something. He says, if you and some others don't start speaking up, America's going to fall like never before. And about 6 o'clock this morning, woke me up. They got the president from the charge him with something he didn't do. The lady began to speak about what they did during Bush administration, the vice president. And I said, what's wrong? Because they've got the wrong understanding. And I'm going to tell you something. One thing you have to take notice of, there are a lot of people in America, they know they're loaded up, guns up, and ready to do something wrong. And we just have to take our understanding and say, God, what would you have us to do? See, I've said I'm going to start the first of the year for a fair feast. Everybody want to be a part of the fair, let's start fasting and praying in this particular day. See, as I told a person, having all the money in the world is not the best thing in the world. The God we serve, we know we have the faith of Jesus Christ. And we know that what we have. And the talk that you've been, Apostle, what you've been teaching, what your pastor's been teaching, what I've been doing, we have the Word of God in our lives. We don't have to beg nobody for nothing.
No.
Because he done told us how to create, and folks are going to get all upset at us and look at it and say, well, what about all this here? And see, the one thing I would say, hallelujah, God is awesome. You know, sometimes I begin to look at Facebook. I got some nieces on there. I told them, I said, get off my Facebook. I'm going to block you out. They cussing, they talking crazy. Stupid. I said, wait a minute. What is it? Something is going on. But you know what happened? Jesus is on his way back. I intend to be ready for when he comes back. Are you ready? Amen.
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 Well, thank God and praise God.
Thank
Are
God.
You there?
Hallelujah.
I know. Well, the Lord bless y'all. The Lord teach y'all. Let me just put us on a sour note. But it's just that right now, that wake-up call. That wake-up call for America right now. Not yesterday, now. Right now, it's a wake-up call to start calling on the true and living God. And as you were preaching that, Apostle, if Joshua had the faith to talk to God and God stopped the sun, what would God do for us?
Yes, sir.
What would God do for us?
What would he do for us?
What would he do for us? He would answer. I'm telling you, he has proven to me time and time on top again.
Yes.
I've been reaching my hand out. God's been using me.
Amen.
And the
Amen.
Thing that God is doing for me, I'm not even begging. I'm not there.
Amen.
I'm asking God. And you know what I found? I told somebody, that's the one thing you got to understand. God wants you to take. God knows what we need. He knows all our needs. He tells us what do we want right now. What we want right
yes.
now. We need $500,000 to build this church. We need $500,000 ministry. Well, God says, okay. God says, okay. But what are we going to do for it? That's the bottom line. God
yes,
wants glory. God can send a man by. Tell you what I know. He can send a person by and do one thing and say, here's the money you need for God to be done.
Yes, sir. He sure can.
He can do it.
He can do it.
You've got to be. But we got to take care of that. As you pointed out tonight, Pastor, we got to just trust God and believe God. See,
amen.
I know all the places, but the first thing my mother always told me, she said, make sure your home is in order.
Yes.
America's our home, and it's not in order.
That's right.
But I'm hurt. I'm disappointed. Everybody got the doctors, they got this, they got that, they got this. I want to say, why don't you just sit down and shut up, because you don't have a solution. The problem is... the three of us have already told what the solution is. Pray together. They don't have a solution. They don't have a solution. And they want to see, one of the things I like about you two preachers, I love y'all. Y'all come with the simple thing. Y'all come with the crazy thing. Simple. Simplicity.
Glory Jesus. To God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is the same. You made it simple. Now, Jesus knows that he knows what they're doing. And I'm saying, okay. And then they're talking about they might want to do something to the country might want to do something to America. I said, no, they want to do it in America. Because America's pissed already. I told somebody Sunday about the Bible. Said God said, the man that pisses against the wall, God says he's going to curse. This is in the Bible. I said, if you knew the Bible, you read it. It's in there. P-I-S-S. God says, he that pisses against the wall, I shall condemn. He's talking about up there where they were praying. Oh, my Lord.
Whoa.
Nothing but urine, that's all it is. But we got to pray, beloved, like never before. I may not be able to speak what you speak or say what you say, but I have the same faith you have. That's all that counts.
That's right.
Amen.
God is saying something to us. And the more we get to do it, you're going to see God's going to pinpoint you with it. And I said, Lord, I said, I'm letting them remain silent that on the radio. Because God is showing me something like never before. Like never before. Now, here, my daughter, I'm going to tell you point blank. My daughter was diagnosed with diabetes. I began to pray intellect. The doctor ain't finding it anymore. Don't know what's going on. Because the prayers of the righteous.
Amen.
The prayers of the righteous avail as much. So
yes,
I'm praying. So I said, Daddy's not only praying for you. He's praying for another people like you. The prayers
Amen.
Of the righteous.
Yes.
So we just need to pray each other. And I told somebody out there, I said, the best thing to do, you got a man who has a prominent congregation, you want to build this. I said, why don't we take the money and go there and build it up? And everybody start building up something. We can beat the devil at his own game. Because I call them Huts, H-U-T. Huts Church. They got a whole, on the homestead. They got 26 churches. 26 churches on homestead from 59 to 16. And they don't even have a, now I'm not going to put them there. I'm going to say it like this. It made mention of one of them. I said, does anybody believe that they need to be filled with the Holy Ghost once they got saved? Everybody said, well, I said, no, sir, we'll talk about that later on. No, what about now? How you gonna fight the devil when you ain't got no power?
Gotta have power.
And I heard your message now. How you said that? You said I took what I did. I changed my mouth. I changed my mouth to say what
Amen.
God said.
Yes.
And that's what God wants to do.
Yes, sir.
That's what he wants to do. Well, I want
yes.
you brothers to know that I love y'all. I thank God
love
for
you
y'all.
Love you too, Apostle.
And I won't
love
tell
you too,
we,
Pastor.
We love you too.
And I won't tell them no next year is going to be a whole new thing we're going to do. Because we're getting ready to, I'm saying, I ain't going to be dropping bones. I'm going to be dropping golden nuggets.
Amen.
It's time for us to take into a, see, a lot of people in Houston, a lot of my, I just love them. I told some whites and black people, I said, you know what? The congregation you got ain't going to be with you next year. They ain't going to be with you next year because you ain't teaching them nothing. Man, I messaged y'all one night, man, had more, look, it was more meat and more beans, more spaghetti. More poly papa, we said a day ago, it was a lot of food there. That's what the people are starving, spiritual food.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. What I want to say, Father, tonight, we just come to say thank you for all that you've done for us.
Thank you, sir.
We just surrender and commit our way to you. And let us start what you said among ourselves. It starts in our hearts, Father. And Father, night's a night that we just come again and say thank you. Yahweh,
thank
you. Adam, we just said thank you.
We ask you, Lord.
Our brother who's learning to speak the Hebrew language, he'll teach us how to speak it more fluently. And Father, we just ask that we fall in. What I might have to offer, they'll fall in now. The pastor, will fall in line. We gather together. We fight the good fight of faith, and we just believe. As the brothers of the lake fishing, you sent the fish. You send, Father. Send people to each congregation. Send people to pick up to us. Send people that's got ideas, can believe. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
We thank you tonight for all you've done for us. It's in Jesus' name we say amen and hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, I'll see y'all on the other side, and God bless y'all, okay?
God bless you.
Okay, bye-bye now.
God bless you.
God bless you.